Good afternoon. This is Karen Brown, WVAS News. Hurricane Isaac has dumped more than 5 inches of rain on the Alabama coast and knocked out power to some residents, but it has not interrupted the everyday life of others. Restaurants and convenience stores opened in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores on this morning, and other businesses have returned to normal. Residents of Dolphin Island lost power. The Weather Service reports wind gusts of 47 miles per hour. Tuesday's municipal elections provided a few surprises, but voters in several towns decided to keep the incumbents in office. In Prattville, Bill Gillespie Jr. captured his first full term as mayor. Gillespie pulled in 68% of the vote to defeat three other candidates. He said he's proud of the work done by his supporters.
We do have partners at Prattville who want to see that this city moves forward and goes in the right direction. And so many more people out there that love this community as much as I do, but I'm just really privileged and honored to see some of the numbers that are up there. But just proud to be a Prattvillian right now.
Another closely watched mayoral race was in Tuskegee, where longtime politician Johnny Ford pulled in 57% of the vote to oust incumbent Omar Neal. A jubilant Ford said he's ready to go to work.
Well, I just want to thank God first. And I want to thank the people of Tuskegee, Alabama, and all of my hard-working campaign team. We call ourselves the Ford Train.
The Ford Train. Get on the Ford Train, baby.
All I have to say today is Tuskegee. Woo!
In the town of Pike Road, Gordon Stone won another term as mayor. He overwhelmed opponent David Hughes, 72% to 28%. Stone said Pike Road is poised for growth.
I want to congratulate our opponents for their hard work. I want to thank them for caring enough about the town to work hard and pursue this goal like they have. But at the same time, I also want to thank the people, more than anything else, the people who've helped us. Because we've had so many great volunteers, so many people who have given of their time and their resources to make this a possibility. So it's humbling, and I just thank the Lord for the chance to do this 4 more years.
The mayor's race in Selma was close, but incumbent George Evans was the winner. Evans edged former Mayor James Perkins Jr. by a mere 232 votes. Evans said he's ready to move forward.
It was a team working against the whole process ever since I was in an office since November 2008. So basically, I'm happy to get it over with. It's been a hard work, but nevertheless, I believe the people have spoken. The majority of them did anyway. And I just believe we'll continue to do what we've been doing, and that's trying to move our city forward, united, working together.
Other winners from Tuesday's mayoral races were Jerry Willis in Wetumpka, Fletcher Fountain in Fort Deposit, Mila Grayson captured the mayor's race in Demopolis, and Kelvin Lawrence was the winner of the mayor's seat in Hanville. Hurricane Isaac could cause tar balls from BP's oil spill to reappear along beaches in the Gulf. Alabama State University's Dr. Peter Noble is an associate professor of microbiology. He says the buoyancy and density of tar balls on the ocean's floor are being changed by shifting currents and wave action, drawing them to the water's surface.
The second source of tar balls is that a lot of the oil is already on the beaches. It's underneath the sand. So when there's a storm surge, what happens is that the waves disrupt the sand, and what happens is that the oil balls come out again. So the tar balls are dependent on the viscosity of the oil, how much grain is embedded in them. They're carried by winds and currents.
Noble says he is speculating because most tar ball research has been conducted in the Mediterranean and not in the Gulf of Mexico. More technology is coming to Montgomery Public Schools thanks to a $1 million donation from the Porch Creek Indians. Today, a press conference was held at Blount Elementary School, where MPS Superintendent Barbara Thompson announced how the school system will spend the money.
We will have smart boards in every classroom and every school in this district. And we are so happy for this donation from the Porch Creek Indians, because otherwise we would not be able to afford this. This is not something we would be able to do at all with our budget. So we are so fortunate.
A smart board acts like a giant tablet that allows students to physically interact with programs on the computer. The $1 million gift will allow for the purchase of 361 smart boards. Right now, tropical storm warnings remain in effect for Mobile and Baldwin counties. In the capital city, is 86 degrees, a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 80s, we're already there. Chance of rain, 60%. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s, chance of rain, 50%. Thursday, showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain, 70%. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News.